From NPR News in Washington, I'm Nora Rahm. South Korean officials say some of its websites are under cyber attack again today. From Seoul, Dwally Saikautau reports.
One of South Korea's largest network security firms says another round of cyber attacks could last for 24 hours. This would be the third cyber assault on government websites in South Korea since Monday. The first two distributed denial of service attacks shut down or disrupted major websites, including South Korea's presidential office, a local newspaper, and a bank. South Korea's spy agency, the National Intelligence Service, said initial analysis linked North Korea to the assault. But U.S. officials said that doesn't mean the attack was state-sponsored by the North. In May, South Korean media reported that North Korea was running a cyber warfare unit aimed at hacking into U.S. and South Korean military networks. For NPR News, I'm Dwally Saikautau in Seoul.
Officials say at least 50 people have been killed in bombings in Iraq in the past 24 hours. 30 of the deaths took place in northwestern Iraq, in the town of Tal Afar, a primarily ethnic Turkmen town. A man blew himself up near a judge's house. When a crowd gathered, a second man blew himself up. The chair of the House Intelligence Committee says that he's determined to make sure that the CIA truthfully reports its activities to Congress. Congressman Sylvester Reyes alleges that some CIA officers have not adhered to the agency's high standards. NPR's Mary Louise Kelly reports.
Congressman Reyes's statement follows a June 26th letter from seven House Democrats to CIA Director Leon Panetta. According to the letter, Director Panetta testified last month in classified session that the agency has misled Congress and concealed activities from lawmakers for years. The CIA denies that and points out that Director Panetta took the initiative in notifying lawmakers about something that hadn't been briefed appropriately in the past. CIA spokesman George Little adds, quote, "It is not the policy or practice of the CIA to mislead Congress." This back comes as lawmakers prepare today to debate the House intelligence bill. In his statement, Congressman Reyes calls CIA employees honest, hardworking patriots and says they do not deserve the distraction to their mission that this current issue has caused. Mary Louise Kelly, NPR News.
A brush fire continues to burn in the Santa Monica Mountains near the Getty Arts Center in Los Angeles. Lauren DeRosier with the Los Angeles Fire Department says he's hopeful the blaze will be under control soon.
When we get daylight, we will resume air operations because it is hard to get the ground crews into the actual fight. The air ops will take care of most of the firefighting.
He says it appears the fire was started by equipment used to clear brush. The Getty Collection includes a number of famous works. This is NPR News. The leaders of the world's richest nations continue their summit in Italy. Today, they're to discuss global warming and international trade. President Obama is to chair the meeting on climate change. Yesterday, participants agreed to limit greenhouse gas emissions by between 50% and 80% by mid-century. Today's stage of the Tour de France cycling race is in Spain. The country offers a home territory advantage for several top Spanish cyclists, but also for American and seven-time winner Lance Armstrong. Jerome Sokolowski reports from Madrid.
Today's stage is a 113-mile, relatively flat ride through Spain's Catalonia region. It starts in Girona and runs largely along the Mediterranean coast before ending in the Catalonian capital, Barcelona. Catalonia is a popular training base for many international cyclists because of its mild climate and varied topography. While Contador is from Madrid, Armstrong lived in Girona for 5 years and calls the city his second home. This sixth stage begins with Lance Armstrong a split second behind the Swiss leader Fabian Cancellara. Armstrong's Spanish teammate and chief rival Alberto Contador is 19 seconds behind in third place. For NPR News, I'm Jerome Sokolowski in Madrid.
Today was the third day of the Running of the Bulls in Pamplona, Spain, where people run a half mile through narrow streets alongside bulls. Officials say five people suffered bumps and bruises today, but no one was gored. People come from around the world to take part in the festival, made famous by Ernest Hemingway and The Sun Also Rises. So far this year, no one has been gored or trampled. I'm Nora Rahm, NPR News in Washington.